This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The man accused of being the main plotter in Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks has agreed to plead guilty, the U.S. Defense Department said on Wednesday. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the attack are expected to enter the pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The U.S. agreement with the men to enter into a plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for Al-Qaeda's attack and more than 20 years after militants flew commandeered commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. The political leader of Hamas, an Iranian-backed Palestinian terrorist group, was killed in an airstrike in Tehran on Wednesday. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has the story.
In Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Channel News Asia the United States was not aware of or involved in Haniyeh's assassination. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the assassination, but Israel has targeted Hamas leaders since the group's October 7 attack on Israel that triggered the ongoing war in Gaza. In April, an Israeli airstrike killed three of Haniyeh's sons. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, who met with Haniyeh the day before he was killed, has vowed revenge. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres believes that attacks in Beirut and Tehran this week mark a dangerous escalation of the conflict in the Middle East. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said on Wednesday.
It is increasingly clear, however, that restraint alone is insufficient at this extremely sensitive time. The Secretary General urges all to vigorously work towards regional de-escalation.